Well, hopefully by now you've got that turkey taken care of. Hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And I'm sure a pretty big meal to boot. Hope you got all the leftovers wrapped up and put away. All those pies safely stored so you can enjoy them again. And maybe you're ready for now what will seem like a very long Christmas holiday season. Then again, if you're really stressed out, it might seem like a very short Christmas holiday season. I guess that kind of depends largely on how you take care of your Christmas shopping. Well, this is the time of the year when so many folks spend so much time out and about looking for those perfect Christmas gifts for the holiday. It can be a very stressful time. Christmas isn't supposed to be stressful. It's supposed to be a fun, a joyous, a festive, a thankful time where we have an opportunity to spend a lot of time with family, with friends, with our Lord. But unfortunately, a lot of times Christmas shopping season gets to be so hectic and frantic that you almost wish you could just go right back to Thanksgiving again. Well, the folks at RealSimple.com provided us with some money-saving, stress-less holiday shopping tips, so don't stress out quite yet. Some of the things that you can do to really help yourself out this Christmas holiday season, and one of the very first things, and it seems to be a very simple thing, is to make a list. They suggest that you just make a list. Write down everyone that you plan to buy a gift for, no matter how small that gift might be. Include some ideas of what you might want to give each person, along with the maximum amount of money that you're willing to spend. Now, also, don't forget to list the people who might receive holiday tips, things like babysitters, mail carriers. This will help you manage your overall holiday budget, and it'll keep you prepared, too. And if you have that list, once you make it and keep it with you, you don't really necessarily have to go out on massive shopping sprees. Maybe you just have an opportunity when you have a few moments here and there, maybe perhaps at lunch or just after work, to be able to stop off at a local store and pick up a couple of things that you might have on your list. Or at the very least, you've got several weeks yet, you can kind of keep your eyes open. You might come upon the perfect gift you weren't even aware of quite yet. It helps, though, if you make that list. Also, starting early helps, too. Don't wait until the last possible moment. Now, they suggest maybe don't wait after Thanksgiving to start your holiday gift buying, but of course that ship has now sailed. But still, you can keep your eyes open all the time for items that friends and family might like. Sometimes when you're not looking for something specific, you stumble across what you realize would be the perfect gift for Dad or maybe your best friend. Once December hits, you might be glad that you already have some people crossed off your list. Just make sure that you keep all your advance gifts in a designated and hidden, if necessary, spot so you don't forget a purchase that you made many months in advance. Sometimes the best time to shop for Christmas is nowhere near the Christmas holiday. I had a grandmother who, boy, many times she'd be done by May and June. She'd be finished with Christmas shopping for next year. I know that can be difficult sometimes because in the world we live in today with credit cards handy all the time, people seem to get an itch that they want something, they just flat go and buy it. So it's tough to buy things in advance. But if you do make a list, and you do start a little bit earlier, those are two things you can do to really help yourself out. Another tip that they give us is to do some online research. You know, if you're not sure which specific item to buy, you know, for example, maybe you want to buy your husband a digital camera, but you don't know what brand or model might be best. Well, you can look for reputable reviews online. You know, in some cases, you may have to pay a small subscription fee to certain types of websites, but you know, if it helps you save a little money in the long run, I guess that's up to you. But you can check sites that have user reviews and ratings to find out what products have the most positive feedback, and then also you can comparison shop as well with online pricing and be able to get the things that you need. Of course, the lowest price isn't always the best option either. Sometimes the lowest price comes from a store that's far, far away, and you spend just as much money getting there and time and effort as you would if you just bought it locally. And plus, the return terms might not be as good as they might be at a local store if you're buying from some of those other locations. You know, another way you can save a little bit of money, another tip they give us is to hit up Black Friday if you dare. You know, today is Black Friday, the start of the Christmas shopping season. So if you do happen to be looking for some great deals and you're not afraid of battling some crowds, well, that could be your thing. Get a head start on fellow shoppers. There are different websites out there that can help you with different sales and pricing and whatever else that go on during the course of the Black Friday day. And allows you to plan out which stores you might want to get to as well. And some stores will even offer advanced sales too, so you might want to keep your eyes open and then walk and check it out. But do be warned, though, because some so-called Black Friday deals aren't really any cheaper than the regular sale prices, so you might want to do some extra research before you go camp out and sit in a store parking lot at 2 a.m. Cyber Monday is always another option, too. A spinoff of Black Friday that debuted in 2005, Cyber Monday is reputedly the biggest online shopping day of the holiday season. And many online retailers offer special discounts on their products. Now, it takes place the Monday after Black Friday, this coming Monday. Although you can find online bargains all year long, on the actual day, you might find some extra discounts and different specials and things to entice online shoppers. Now, to stay even more in the know during the holidays, you can sign up at different locations as well to receive emails from some of your favorite stores to get advance notice about sales and insider-only deals. Now, a lot of times when folks think about online shopping, they think of the big boxes, they think of some of the famous online-only retail stores. Have you thought much about your local stores? I think you'd probably be surprised at how much you can do online with some of the local stores. Some necessarily don't have those types of things, but there are local stores that do an awful lot of retail business online as well. You may want to check some of that out. And if you're looking to save some money, you can check out the KJAN Big Deals site as well. We offer discounted certificates to a lot of local stores, so you can save yourself some money up front when it comes time for your Christmas shopping. Also, another tip that you can do to not just save money, but save some stress during the holiday season is think about no-cost holiday shipping. Usually when we think about Christmas time, we think about how early we have to get some of those things in the mail to get them shipped on time. So last-minute shoppers, a lot of times, you know, there's a nice gift for you on when you get later in December. For example, in 2012, on December 17th, more than 1,000 online merchants offered free shipping with delivery by Christmas Eve. So if you prefer to get your Christmas shopping done early, well, you can peruse a list of a lot of retailers that will offer some decent shipping deals as well. You know, sometimes you just can't get those types of things and get them when you need them. So if you can get free shipping too, that sure helps. And then there's another safe tip here that you can use also. You know, if you're not sure about the perfect gift to get for someone, well, how crafty are you? You know, there are lots of different types of things that you can do that you can make gift items for folks. Remember when we were kids in grade school? A lot of times we'd sit down and our teachers would help us work on different projects, even if it was just making cards or things like that, making small things for our parents. Remember the look on their face? Well, maybe they weren't just being kind to us because we were their children. Maybe they were genuinely proud of us at some of the work that we were able to do. Well, some folks are very, very creative. And if you want to avoid some of all the madness out there in some of the different locations, you know, maybe you want to do some things on your own. You can buy a lot of things at local stores that you can turn into some nice gifts, some personalized tote bags, or perhaps some different types of personal items, earrings, jewelry type things like that. You might also be able to, you know, even if you happen to be talented in the kitchen, perhaps you want to do some baking and things and turn some of that into some great holiday gifts as well. You know, if you need to learn a new skill, there are plenty of classes around the area in local community colleges, things like that. There are different types of things to do. And many of the stores around the area also, you can find all kinds of places where you can learn different types of crafts because they want you involved and interested because they sell the items that you would be using for some of those types of things. So if you're looking to take some of the stress out of your holiday shopping and maybe save a couple of dollars as well, some seven money-saving, stress-less holiday shopping tips from the folks at realsimple.com. It's a website designed to try to make our lives just a little bit simpler. Now, wouldn't that be great for everyone? Well, we do hope you have a pleasant Christmas holiday shopping experience this year. We hope you can see it in your heart to be able to do some of that here at home. Of course, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, where so many folks enjoy focusing on the local small businesses with some of their shopping dollars. And, well, we kind of prefer to think of the entire Christmas season as small business season, as opposed to just Small Business Saturday. Consider the ease and convenience of staying home and shopping locally when you do all your Christmas shopping this year. Hope you have a great start to the Christmas holiday season, and I hope your Thanksgiving was just as enjoyable as you hoped it would be.